to it and had little feet to it and little side pieces that looked like arms. And it's just, you know, one of the things when we think about shorts and short films, I just sort of looked at that and immediately started to, ideas started to bubble up in my head about it. And I thought, well, just be a fucking short of a clock because, you know, its problem was, you'd slow. What would that be like for a clock
who's
slow with the rest of the clock? So
that's
really funny.
Yeah.
It could be a funny character, so.
Especially, I like his little, he has a little bird on his head and he pulls his pants down when. It's just funny. I don't know. I watched it like 10 times. It just cracked me up. I just thought it was so cute and funny. Especially when the other clocks make sort of bully him. You know, the other clocks kind of make fun of him because he keeps, you know, his pants keep falling down and they like imitate him as, you know, two other clocks sort of imitate him also. I found that amusing. So do you drew all the clock and the animation, you did all the animation with a couple other animators or is it all you?
No, actually the animation was, you know, all CG. I designed the clock himself, so I drew all the character design models and things like that, and I storyboarded it all.
Right.
So the whole sort of design of the world and the clocks was pretty much me with some art directors who came in and sort of designed some of the accessories and things like that. I didn't actually animate anything. It was all done on the computer. I'm not really a computer animator.
Got it.
I was a 2D animator back in the day. I could do it on paper. I worked on a lot of movies before I was directing, doing 2D animation.
Sure.
I've never done CG animation, so I love that to our capable crew of CG animators to do that. But certainly,